Right, yeah. Thank y'all for your thoughts. Thank you very much.
Got to hit the stop hour break. Rick, if you can, hold on. Love to chat with you and others. 272-9228. We can keep going with this topic. We got plenty else, especially a lot of absurd things out there in this wild world of ours. More news and views after this.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy spelling out what his party plans to accomplish if voters hand back control of the House to the Republicans the upcoming midterm elections. Hurricane Fiona roared past Bermuda this morning, passing just to the west of the islands, with heavy rain and tropical storm force winds on its way to Canada's maritime provinces. With so much fentanyl pouring across the U.S. border, the L.A. Unified School District is taking action, planning to offer Narcan to students who overdose on the drug. Voting is underway in Russian-held areas of Ukraine. People supposedly free to decide whether they want to join the Russian Federation. The referendum condemned as a sham by Ukraine and the West. On Wall Street, the Dow down 466 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is a problem, markets are volatile, and the risk of running out of money in retirement is real. That's why I love annuities, and you should too. Your financial advisor doesn't want you to know that with our annuity strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year, and when the stock market goes down, your annuity won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and you should only invest if you learn the facts. And that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to use safe, low-fee annuities to build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
What a complete nice change in our weather pattern for today. It'll feel more like fall with sunshine, less humid, not as hot. High temperature up to about 86. Tonight, mostly clear skies, comfortably cool. Overnight low temperature 62. Tomorrow, what a nice Saturday. More sunshine, low humidity, high around 87. Sunday's high in the upper 80s. Another front is approaching, and that could bring in a few spotty afternoon storms perhaps. Followed by another batch of nice air on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can make your dream of owning a home a reality. ASE is owned by its members, so their rates are better than the big financial institutions. Visit your local branch or apply online today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Janae Wright. A 17-year-old, 18-year-old Isaiah Motley, and 18-year-old Martavius Keaton are charged with theft in Demopolis. Keaton is charged with receiving stolen property, and Motley is charged with possession of marijuana. Both men are also facing gun charges, and the investigation remains ongoing. A mock manhunt took place Thursday involving Aaliyah and the Macon County Sheriff's Office. The exercise took place at the Macon County Road and Bridge in Tuskegee. Sheriff Brunson says the manhunt exercise gave them a chance to see what partnering state agencies were equipped to do in case of a real manhunt. Brianna Williams, the mother of a 5-year-old girl whose body was found in Marengo County in 2019, has now been sentenced to life in prison after pleading guilty to second-degree murder. Williams is a former naval petty officer in Jacksonville, but is from the Marengo County area. She had reported that her 5-year-old daughter, Taylor, was missing. Then investigators say she stopped cooperating with them. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Janae Wright.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your roof protects the biggest investments you will ever make.
So make sure it's a good one.
For over 77 years, the River Region has trusted Jones Brothers Roofing.
Whether it's a big job
or a small job,
count on Jones Brothers Roofing Company for quality materials, workmanship, at a fair price.
No gimmicks.
And did you know we do windows and siding, too?
Jones Brothers Roofing and JB Windows and Siding. Phone 265-1216.
Call Jones Brothers. You're glad you did.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
The proof of the pudding is in the eating. I mean,
there are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
He's my best friend. He's my pal. He's my homeboy, my rotten soldier. He's my sweet cheese, my good time boy.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228. As the big voice said, if you want to get in on the program, I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader is here.
Hey, Joey.
Could you use your man voice, please?
Hello, Joey.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Brian Dawson, 1819 News, is here.
Hey.
You don't have to over-exaggerate. Like, I've never once had to tell you, use your man voice. I have to tell this fool all the time.
Yes, I was compensating.
Why? Why do you say that, Joey?
Just, did you hear the words that just came out of your mouth?
At least he doesn't sound like a goose. Not even when he gets excited.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. This might be my column coming out maybe next week. I don't know what exactly is going to happen in Alabama politics. I'm going to make some predictions, and some probably true, some probably won't be true. But I can rest assured, I think it's certain, I don't even need a crystal ball, that at some point in the near future, Will Ainsworth will be giving a speech, and everybody watching will go, he's kind of honking like a goose. 272-9228. And Jonathan Strange of XI Repair is here. Hello, Jonathan.
Hi. Manly enough for
you? That's fine. That's
okay. 22.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's go to Rick. Hello, Rick.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
Awesome, thank you. And thoroughly enjoying your dialogue this morning. The thing with the Pew research is Pew paints with a broad brush. And I think that's right, but at the same time, I think it's something Christians need to take responsibility for. Okay, for example, how many, you know, we will get flyers in the election year, right? You're going to get inundated with them.
Oh, yeah.
And all over the flyer, it's going to say, he's a Christian, or she is a Christian. What is that? There's over 200, estimated, over 200 different Christian denominations. That's just in the U.S. There's thousands worldwide, and they don't get along with one another. So what does it mean when they say, I'm a Christian? And what I've seen is you go and you'll be in church and people will be talking about, well, who are you going to vote for? Well, this one's a Christian. I'm voting for him. Well, what do you know about his beliefs, what his tenet? What do you really know? And I think that's kind of where the problem with Christianity has evolved. It's interesting because if you look at the very beginning, there's never been a united Christianity from the get-go. And all it did, it's just spiraled out of control since the onset.
Well, and that conversation, that debate is, I mean, in the New Testament itself, you can see it in there. So, yeah, it's going on. And, I mean, there are some denominations that I think, growing up a Roman Catholic, I still feel right at home with. And then there are others, you know, those folks who think Christianity means let's go to, like, funerals of fallen service members and call them a bunch of, you know, like the Westboro types, you know, sure. Talk about challenging people. Oh, my goodness.
Well, and I think Brian, too, I think he hit it on the head. We've watered it down. And Christianity has become about tickling your ears because it's a business. Church has become a business. It's the three B's, buildings, budgets, and butts. Well, we need butts in the seats so that we can afford our budget so we can build these bigger buildings, which is what your caller earlier was talking about, these mega churches.
And they're not even beautiful. Like,
yeah, I was going to say, now I like me a cathedral now. Don't misunderstand.
Right. Well, I agree. But I think when what we've tried to do is, well, how do we attract the youth? Okay, well, we need rock and roll bands. We need television screens plastered everywhere.
Youth group with Xboxes and pizza, right. Mountain Dew.
Yeah, and what we've done is we've really just watered it down. And so it's no wonder that people are leaving. They're not being filled.
Yep.
And that's what they're there for. They're Amen. Being entertained, but they're not being filled.
Right. And I think of...
Thank you, Rick.
I don't know what the word that I'm looking for. I'm missing it. I know the word, and I just can't think of it, but I'll come up with it
a
later.
Thing?
The thing with the Niner. Anyway, juxtaposition, maybe? That's not it. Anyway, but the church has, and it's this idea of seeker sensitivity, and the church sets itself up to entertain the unreached and the non-believer in hopes that you could draw them in and maybe subtly hit them with a message that might get them to kind of believe in this thing that looks like Christianity. But the idea of church for 2,000 years, okay, has been we are going to a place as Christians to worship God because he's worthy of our worship, and it's about him. The music is about him. The everything we do is about him. Our liturgy is about elevating him, and we go there to worship him because he's worthy. And we actually, because we're doing what he made us to do, we were created to worship. So we are worshipers, and we go and worship the one true God. And then when we do that, we're actually filled. But what's happening now is you go to a seeker-sensitive church, and there's so much of it that you become a consumerist Christian. I don't want to go to that church because the guitar's too loud. Or I don't want to go to a church probably that there's too much guitar anyway. So I'm not criticizing you if you don't go to a church because there's a guitar there. The point that I'm making is the way that he preaches, it's just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's me and I is why you don't go. And it's like, okay, do they preach the word of God in its fullness? Do they have church membership? Do they have elders, deacons? Do they practice church discipline? Do they there's things of a church, and if they're doing these things and they preach a message that makes you feel bad about yourself, well, I mean, sorry, sometimes that happens.
Well, and one guy in the Roman Catholic space has gotten very popular online, a guy named Bishop Barron, and he's not watered things down by any means. In fact, he goes hardcore into the theology, but he's on this big kick, and I think he's right about this, that you can attract people in with beauty, but it has to be truly striking beauty, not the latest fad or fashion or popular thing. And it can be very old, and it can point to the higher things and point to him, as Brian was just saying. And it's been very successful. Word on Fire is Bishop Barron's podcast, and it's been very successful.
Mm.
And it's also, I think, the reason for success of, say, like a Jordan Peterson, this guy who talks in this highfalutin manner. But he's got millions and millions and millions of people listening to him from different walks, and a lot of people that have fallen away from their faith but don't necessarily feel great about it. Like, they're kind of lost in that modern gobbledygook. So we'll see where it goes, but good points all around. It is distracting in certain ways where you're like, is that a PRS guitar? Man, that's nice with the whole... Look at that fretboard. Hey, Jonathan, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I have an interesting question. So, I I'm no church expert. I'm not in leadership in any church, but I propose a question to maybe you or other people that might have. Who is more responsible for the degradation of the modern church? Is it the congregation for asking for the change, meaning, you know, bringing in instruments, or whether it's in the values of the church, or is it the responsibility of the leadership for giving in to the demands of its congregation?
Yeah, so I would say the church is an authority structure, just like the government is and just like the home is. And so this gets back to the monarchy conversation we were having offline.
So if parents gave in to their children, so parents, God is going to hold the father accountable for what's going on in his household. And then the kid's like, well, we really, 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 really want to watch this rated R movie that has all kinds of stuff we're not supposed to watch. And you're like, if you love me and you come back, we can watch the rated R movie. You see what I'm saying? Like, that person is the person who's supposed to hold the line. And so pastors... You know, and I get it. Like when you know the you can't pay your bills and the seats are empty and all this stuff is happening. You know, there's that pressure, right, to fill the seats, and so you start making compromises. And so I get how it happened, but I would place the responsibility as always on leadership for something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting question because I kind of spin it as it's really. You're right to some extent, but if all of the church is asking for something and the leadership says, no, we're not going to incorporate these R-rated movies on the TV screen or Xboxes in the youth group, yeah. You know, eventually they're just going to move somewhere else and money talks, right?
Yeah, but the challenge is, and so what we're finding in our church, we've gone through some rough times in the last 5 years or so, But by being unwilling to bend in certain areas where you believe that you are not supposed to bend and you lose people, what can end up happening is that all of a sudden now we've got a flood of all these people who actually want what it is where we're standing. And so you might lose that person in the here and now, but by you standing on what's right, the people that are going to come to your church, it's the whole idea of you're going to keep them with what you reach them with. And if you reach them with a bunch of watered-down stuff, you're going to have to continue preaching watered-down stuff to keep them. But if you allow a thinning, you stand up and again, the Bible says what it says. And if you just start there and just say what the Bible says, and the people that don't like it probably aren't saved anyway, they're going to leave. And you start preaching truth, then the people that come to you are people who want truth. And then all of a sudden you can build a church with people who want truth. And it's the Jordan Peterson phenomenon too. All Jordan Peterson did, not a super masculine guy, not a, you know, by himself, but he had courage and he stood up and he said, the sky is blue, the grass is green, boys have penises and girls have vaginas, right? Like, in a time when that's controversial and people flock to him like wild and crazy, and now he's almost got a borderline cult following because he was willing to just stand up and say the truth when apparently no one wanted to hear the truth. Turns out there was a whole bunch of people, but we just couldn't see him because, you know, we were being blinded by, you know, people with purple hair and vagina hats.
Yeah, I mean, this has been an issue of Protestantism since the beginning, right? Like, you know, Joey had mentioned he's brought up in a Roman Catholic church. When I was in Rome, I got the pleasure of going to the Vatican and getting some, like, tours of some areas that they normally don't take people. Mm. And I remember the thing that stuck with me most about that experience was just thinking, wow, like, this has been going on for hundreds and thousands of years. I was raised Protestant. And, you know, most of the churches that I was brought up in are these little, you know, pop-up mom-and-pop churches that have been around for maybe 20, 30, 40 years at most. And just to see that level of tradition be passed on for so long.
Amen.
I really think there is a lesson that Protestants can learn from that.
Well, and did you go to the catacombs?
No, I didn't go to the...
some interesting stuff
some
down
catacombs,
there, apparently.
But not the ones underneath the Vatican. Hmm. No. Went to this stair, like that infinite staircase that the Pope takes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got some other cool stuff that we went and see.
And the church is old, and the church is an institution that God created with a plan and a purpose and instructions given to it. And it was created 2,000 years ago, if other people believe it was 6,000 years ago, really with Abraham. But we'll just say the New Testament church starting in, you know, 2,000 years ago. And it's an institution that God created with a purpose, and it protected the scriptures, and it preached the scriptures, and it administered the sacraments, and it did these things. And there's tradition, there's rich tradition. That's another thing that people are longing for, and you'll see it in the Reformed movement within Protestant Christianity, is they're going back. Rather than trying to go towards laser light shows and smoke machines and, you know, rock bands and drums and all that stuff, they're going back to the regulative principle of worship. If it doesn't say that we worship this way in the Bible, we don't worship that way.
Well, and it is, you made a point earlier, Jonathan, is spot on about how cyclical these things can be. Mm. You're making the point about generations and kids of generations, and essentially that old line that, you know, hard times make... What's that line, Brian?
Hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. Good times make weak men. Weak men make hard times.
Well, and so there's this constant cycle of you build up, things kind of, entropy does its work, things go to hell, and you have to restore or rebuild. And then I think the West, and since the 1700s, 1800s, has added a new dynamic aspect to all that as well with innovation. And our ability to manipulate the world, sometimes too much, sometimes not enough. And I asked about the catacombs because these battles have been going on for a while. It was just found that there are certain reliefs or down there that pretty much depict the cult of Dionysus and the priestess Circe that's in the Odyssey and stuff. So the early Christians were already dealing with folks that were taking maybe the gospel, but changing it in certain ways to fit the Greek and other sorts of religious rituals. It's pretty crazy when you get into the history how long this cycle has been going on, but it seems to be going in a certain direction too, which is also, I think, a good thing. I'm not one to say it just goes in cycles and there's no point. I think we are heading towards something. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And there at Pest Pro Services, Ashley and her team can help you, especially as it cools down. Thank God it's going to cool down.
Thanks alert. This morning.
But it's going to be rodent season when that happens. So those
if
mice,
you're not prepared.
Yeah, those mice, those squirrels, those rats, all those critters are looking to find a warm place. You can prepare your house, though, and Pest Pro Services can help you do that. But whatever problem you have, mosquitoes, maybe cockroaches. You said German
cockroaches.
German? They smell.
They are also racist.
Yes, they have a very distinct smell to them.
Whatever your problem, Ashley Pest Pro Services can help you. Call her today at 265-9990. That's 265-9990. You can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. You got to go, Brian?
I do.
All right. Well, I'll see you a little later then.
Sounds good. All right. Au revoir.
Au revoir, Peach. Au revoir.
All right. I don't know about that. Use your man voice. Well, we covered race. We've covered religion. Now, what's the third week? Oh, if we just talk about sex, what a show. We'll be right back.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Waiting was such a mistake. That's one of the things we hear most after we've successfully treated one of our patients for erectile dysfunction. At Montgomery Men's Health, we want you to know first and foremost that waiting is a mistake. Because the longer you wait, the more difficult it can be to treat your ED. Using what you've got is important, not just for your relationship, but for your overall health. There's some truth to the phrase, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. At Montgomery Men's Health, we'll fight for your ability to consistently perform without the anxiety that so many men experience. In fact, you might even find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. We only treat ED and low T at Montgomery Men's Health, and we've successfully treated many men with protocols that are effective in nearly 90% of cases. We also have the full complement of treatments, including acoustic wave therapy, so you get the one that works best for you. So don't wait. Make an appointment. For just $99, you'll get a medical consultation, blood work, and if medically advised, a test dose. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Behold, a cautionary tale of what could happen if you don't call asset preservationist David Ernest. I played the stock market. That's where I put all my cash. Then one day the market crashed. All my money and my wealth I was a-missing. Guess you could say I didn't have a pot to in. Wish I had called old David Ernest on the phone. Now I stand alone. Don't wind up like this poor man. Call David Ernest today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. An asset preservationist for the ages. Call David Ernest today. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
Prattville Carpet is a family-owned flooring store that prides itself on personal service, quality products, and guaranteed installation. From beautiful hardwood floors to luxurious smart strand carpet, Prattville Carpet has you covered. Call, come by, or online at prattvillecarpet.com.
Prattville Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
heard you talking about Adam's Drugs. Why do you like using them so much?
Well, honey, they make sure we get our medicine that keeps us healthy.
Like my free vitamins?
Yes, like those free vitamins they give you each month. They also delivered some medicine to us the other day when your dad was sick. Remember when he had that fever and he couldn't get out of bed? They brought his prescription medicine to us and even suggested some vitamins for him to take. Vitamins like yours.
I like Adam's Drugs, too, because we're never there too long.
That's right. We are in and out in minutes, so I can get you back home to play.
Can we go to the park today? Some of my friends will be there.
We sure can. I have to get some sinus medicine for you at Adam's before we go. We won't even get out of the car. I'll call them from the parking lot and they will bring it out to us.
Thanks, Mom. You're the best.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. We've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well. Adams, your locally owned HealthSmart pharmacy.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, so what are we doing with your hair today?
I need a trim, a new dishwasher, and a much-needed vacation. Do you see any grays?
Sounds like you need a personal loan. My friend just got a loan from Guardian Credit Union, and he used it to upgrade his kitchen appliances.
That's what I need to do.
Guardian has great rates and a friendly team that makes payments affordable.
Perfect. I guess stylists really can fix everything.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Yes, we are on the brink of thermonuclear war, and the fair is about to be in town. So we got both of these big...
Six Flags over Chisholm, baby!
Yeah. That's what you call it?
Yeah! Heck yeah, man! What do y'all call it?
I just call it the fair.
No, that's Six Flags over Chisholm.
I'm going to be all over that place. We're going to have a radio booth there, and I'm going to be there that first weekend.
Excellent, Joey. Excellent. Yeah. Give out gift cards or anything? You going to do anything?
I don't know exactly what we're doing.
Ooh, we ought to put something out there with your phone number on it, because there'll be women coming through there, Joey.
I need them to work on the customer service skills of some of the employees that run the rides before I participate anymore.
I saw a show last night. It's a YouTube deal. There's a restaurant in England that's called The Worst Restaurant Ever. You have to make reservations, and they treat you like crap from the moment you come in. Literally, like this guy came in, he's kind of a big guy. They're like, all right, fat boy, you're 10 minutes late. Go stand in the corner until I feel like you can come into my restaurant. I mean, it's all a big gag. They come by, they give you the menus, they just throw them on the floor in front of your table. I mean, it
It's like that Monty Python scenes. Like, I was here for an argument. Oh, sorry, sir. This is the abuse department. Yes. Next door is the argument department.
I want to go to this restaurant so bad now. I mean, they.
What does that have to do with the fare?
Because the customer service.
That's how
they get it.
But, I mean, you're paying for that.
No, the fare will probably have our wheel of prizes again. And then there's one, like, it's like, you know, you spin the wheel.
Any
and one of them is.
Joey?
No. Why are you trying to get me to, like, hook up with some snaggletooth? Like,
well,
what is wrong with
you're going to be at the fair. That's perfect opportunity for one.
Yeah, like, spare me the swamp rollerses, all right?
I'm just
like,
trying to help you out, man.
I don't need that in my life. But there is one spot on that wheel where it's like, you lose.
Oh,
and, like, it was the saddest thing last year. A little kid would spin the wheel. And they hit, you lose. And it'd be like this 5-year-old, like, no. And I'm like, spin again. Or there would occasionally, the teenagers would spin the thing. And if they lost, I would just look at them and go, oh, no. like, what does that mean? It ain't good.
Sorry about your luck, kid.
What did that even mean? Like, why even put the you lost? Like, why not
just
leave
Joey
some can fun say, you're a loser. Now get out of here.
I didn't make the wheel. No, but last year we had balloons to give out, little tote bags, yeah. Koozies from all the different Blue Water stations.
Cool.
And, yeah, we're right there usually at the middle of the concourse there, right in the middle of the fair.
Well, another idea to do some promotions, because you're all about promotions, maybe we make you a sandwich board to walk around at the fair.
A what?
A sandwich board.
What's that?
That's a sign that you wear. It's on both sides of your body.
Okay, yeah.
And you know, walking around promoting the radio station, 93.1 News Talk. I think that'd be another really good promotional idea for Joey.
Why has the fair never done anything Halloween related? Like, you'd think it's October. Every
you
time I go, I'm
there,
like, there's no pumpkins.
That's a big
there's like
missed
nothing.
Opportunity.
You know, what is it with like Alabamians being adverse to Halloween? Have you noticed that? I mean, the Sloss Furnace got their permit rejected, or like they can't. Yeah, there's no Sloss
really?
Furnace this year in Birmingham.
Well, they didn't reject their permit. They said you can do it, but you got 3 days to do it.
I mean, that's basically
$5.5 million dollar project, but you got three days.
To do it.
Right.
And their reasoning was it didn't align with their values. What does that mean? What does that mean?
No, when we do things in Birmingham, it has to be big and grand, like the World Games, and we have to lose a bunch of money.
We have to lose money.
Got to lose money on the proposition.
Well, like that, they got a program in Birmingham now where they're moving, I think, 1,000 residents. They got a grant for $370 million or something like that to move 1,000 residents.
That's a lot of money for 1,000 residents.
It's $370,000 per resident.
Jeez Louise.
Where do you think that money's going to go? Thank you.
Well, and I loved, by the way, with the World Games in Birmingham, it just came out last week, this new bus line they have up there, I think that's all electric.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be rolled out with the World Games.
It was postponed.
And they're like, oh, crap, we're not ready. They, like, they started up the line, like, a month or two later. I'm like, guys, just a comedy of errors there. But
Me and Soraya were up there a couple weeks ago, and man, it was crazy underneath that new bridge that they've built. They had, I mean, they were like street racers out there playing Muse. Like, they had brought these speakers, and they were basically having like a, just random people having like a public party under the bridge. I was like, what is going on?
Man.
I don't know. Maybe I can find something on Twitter and send it to you. It was wild. I've seen some videos of it since we were there.
Yeah, well, I want to see that. Here we're getting some calls rolling in at 272-9228. Let's go to Rusty. Hello, Rusty.
Gentlemen. I'll tell you why they don't have Halloween things at the fair. Because it's scary enough as it is.
I just got two texts right now that say the exact same thing.
It's like, you know, the guy running the world's got on like an ankle monitor. And, you know, a tattoo of you are going to die on his forehead. I mean, you know, that's... And, you know, I just had two teeth extracted yesterday.
Ooh, oh, nice.
So and it's my two front bottom teeth. So go on Facebook and look it up, because I'm all over there with my niece who lost her teeth like that. And if you put a candle in my mouth and I stood in the window, you'd think we were trick-or-treating.
Well, I'm sorry for my snaggletooth comment now.
Oh, no, that's okay, because they're making me some. And they're making me seven teeth. That's how many I'm missing on the bottom. I've got some issues going on with some things, and my teeth are falling out. But I'm going to go on Snaggletooth Night.
There you go.
which is Wednesday, because all the church people will be in church, and the Snaggletooth folks can go to the fair. If
you want to see something really exciting, go on.
Honey, I'm sorry, Rose. Honey, pull up your pants. Your tail's showing.
That too, yeah. But if you really want to go on a fun night, go on. I ain't never been no damn where night. The flashing lights, and they're all looking up. Ooh, that's when all the pickpockets come. The flashy lights. You might, I don't know, it's one-armed midget night. I don't know, there's one night you go, you get in free. I don't know what it is.
Okay, we'll look into it.
I don't know if it's handicapped there or something, but, you know, I am. So I got a scooter, so I'm going to see if I can at least get, you know, free parking before I pay to get in. But, and I was loving your conversation a while ago with the gentleman about church. It's a lot different going to church than it was when I was a kid, but I spoke with another gentleman while you were on. The older people that don't like the music that they're doing now, they got to realize if the young people don't come to church, when they die, ain't nobody going to be there.
Yep.
So, you know.
Yeah, I think it goes two ways. I think there's a responsibility of the older generation to properly educate the younger generation on why it's important, and I think those conversations haven't been being had the way that they need to. I mean, if you look
is
at churches,
this is a young man you had on, Joey.
Yeah, Jonathan Strange is still here.
Oh, hey, man, you got it going on, man. I was really enjoying listening to y'all.
Well, thank you.
You really know what you're talking about there. But you know, they want let's go on a mission trip to Mexico, and two kids come back pregnant. I mean, you know, what kind of thing is that? You know, we got to go help the poor people in down there because they got trees down in the yard. You know, if you go outside and walk down the street about 50 yards, there's people with trees down in their yard here.
Very true.
You know, go cut an old lady's grass or something. Quit whining. Hey,
yeah, Joey.
Thanks a lot, fellas. Appreciate it.
Well, you don't get participation trophies for doing
true.
That.
Yeah.
So.
No, the only thing you can hope for is to, when you get up to the pearly gate, they just open it, they go on in.
Well, Rusty, I appreciate
you
it.
You ain't got to answer for nothing. We'll see you soon.
See you, Rusty.
272-9228. Let's go to Simpler Days. Hello, Simpler Days.
Well, Joey, they used to have a kissing booth out there. I think you being the old bachelor that you are, I think you ought to man the kissing booth.
I do, too.
I think that's going to be the same night, though, as sardine night. So.
Pig racing.
Or the pig racing? Is it true that the pigs that lose end up in the concessions stand?
I think I've had a few upset stomachs from that legend. But anywho, back in the day, back in simpler days, the fair was really scary. They used to have this big old tent, and they had this half woman, half gorilla, and her name was Zambora. And you'd hear the guy on the loudspeaker hollering, "Come see Zambora, half woman, half gorilla." And they'd pack the place in there, and then they'd pull the curtains down, and then before your very eyes a cage would start to rattle, and of course they had dark lights and everything, but anyway, and then everybody would scream and holler, and they'd come stampeding out of there and knocking each other down. But it was simpler days back then. And you know, I was standing, I'd worked the fair on many occasions in many positions, and I was standing at the south gate back there where you come in from Eddie's beloved community. Mm-hmm. And I was standing there with a couple of the carnies, and we were watching the people come in, and one of the carnies looked at me and he said, "Mr. Police," he said, "they used to come to see us." He said, "Hell, now we stand around and look at them." He said, "They're covered in tattoos." He said, "They look really strange."
Oh, man.
No pun intended. Hey, y'all have a good day.
See you, buddy.
Wait. Was there actually a hairy woman inside the circus?
Oh, it was a half man, half woman deal. She had the whole half face.
Oh, my.
Half her body was like the bathing suit, and the other half was like a man suit.
Look, if they bring that back, I'm going.
Yeah, I mean, they would pack them in there.
Oh,
the music and everything, and they would play this African music, and the jungle music and the roar and the drums, and then all of a sudden the lights would go
dim. I don't
dim.
Think that would fly today.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think I want to work that night.
Well, just stay with the kissing booth and the running pigs and the chasing, all that stuff, and you'll be okay, Joey.
Thank you, Simpler Days.
Oh, they used to have the Kool-Aid Circus out there, too, during the fair. That was always cool.
Why does the fair sound a lot cooler back in the day?
Because we used to sneak in, and that made it fun right from the get-go.
How did you sneak in?
There's a big fence around that place.
You just jumped it?
No. We either cut a hole in it or there was already a hole there.
Would you do the little ping-pong game where you'd win the goldfish and die before you get home?
Well, we talked to a dumb friend of mine, and we kind of bet him one time that he wouldn't eat the goldfish.
He ate the goldfish.
On the double Ferris wheel.
On the double Ferris wheel?
No, you got $10, man. $10 was a lot of money back then.
And some of those thrill rides, man. Like
the Himalaya, was that what it was? It was round and round. And the
one that like is going to give you like a rotator cuff issue is the zipper.
Oh, yeah.
You remember the zipper?
Yeah. You didn't want to sit on that one side because you're going to get crushed every time.
It was awful. Yeah, my goodness.
Took a bigger gal out there. Yeah.
Or it's always one kid gets sick on the Gravitron or something, too?
I've seen kids get sick on, what's it? The most basic ride, like the merry-go-round.
And I'm really? Thinking,
kid, if you're getting sick on the merry-go-round, you are going to have a rough life.
Yeah.
Rough.
Here, we got to
end. Is that you, Jonathan? I'm sorry.
No. You know, I have a terrible memory of the fair going on that like Area 51 zero gravity chamber.
Yes.
And the guy would not stop it. Like I was with some friends, it was late, and it was just us on the ride. And I knew something was wrong when he was smoking weed as we walked in and just looks at me and smiles. Not a lick of English and says,
tell you, we're both going for a ride.
He just gives me thumbs up. Like he wouldn't stop. We just kept going.
Don't be a Buzz Killington, just ride it out. Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do. You know,
you're stuck.
There's nothing you can do.
No, is that the one, too, where the roof and the floor drop out?
Yeah, you're stuck to the wall, and you can barely turn your head.
If you're of a certain weight, you're not stuck to the wall. So we had a friend of ours that we would take, and when they dropped the floor, you'd see him drop with it. It wasn't me, by the way.
Oh, goodness, that's
funny. Oh, yeah, that's before you got fat. Yeah. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating. New Look Decorating Center. Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center. You need to stop by there today. It's 6237 Atlanta Highway. Say hi to Brian Carr, the owner, Brett Lanham, the manager, that entire team of paint specialists, and they can help you. Whether you're looking to do it yourself or contract out the job.
That's right.
We've done it both ways.
I've done it both ways. And here, let's see, it's getting a little bit cooler. So, yeah, the deck deal is going to be done. My wife's picked out a room in the house she wants me to paint. Not going to happen. You know, I'll be calling somebody.
Right.
But there's already wintertime projects coming up, man.
Well, and they'll help you with color selection, help you with tips and tricks to do it yourself the right way the first time. Or they know all the contractors, all the painters in town. You just go in, pick out your paint or stain supply. And the job will get done. You just tell them who you're working with, and the job will get done. So, again, that location, I really encourage you to stop by the showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway, or you can always call them at 271-0007. That's 271-0007. And be sure to tell the fine folks there at New Look Decorating Center that Joey and Eddie from News and Views sent you. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Waiting was such a mistake. That's one of the things we hear most after we've successfully treated one of our patients for erectile dysfunction. At Montgomery Men's Health, we want you to know first and foremost that waiting is a mistake. Because the longer you wait, the more difficult it can be to treat your ED. Using what you've got is important, not just for your relationship, but for your overall health. There's some truth to the phrase, if you don't use it, you'll lose it. At Montgomery Men's Health, we'll fight for your ability to consistently perform without the anxiety that so many men experience. In fact, you might even find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. We only treat ED and low T at Montgomery Men's Health, and we've successfully treated many men with protocols that are effective in nearly 90% of cases. We also have the full complement of treatments, including acoustic wave therapy, so you get the one that works best for you. So don't wait. Make an appointment. For just $99, you'll get a medical consultation, blood work, and if medically advised, a test dose. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
The new ride plus $50,000 cash giveaway is going on right now at Victory Land Casino and Birmingham Racecourse Casino. Must be 21 or older, must be present to win.
Rich Thomas Weather.
What a complete nice change in our weather pattern for today. It'll feel more like fall with sunshine, less humid, not as hot. High temperature up to about 86. Tonight, mostly clear skies, comfortably cool. Overnight, low temperature 62. Tomorrow, what a nice Saturday. More sunshine, low humidity, high around 87. Sunday's high in the upper 80s. Another front is approaching, and that could bring in a few spotty afternoon storms perhaps. Followed by another batch of nice air on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Bill, feel free to call back. Just closing out the week.
Did you hang up on Bill?
No, I had to hit the break and then he hung up.
Customer service? You operating rides this year at the fair?
No, I'm not, Eddie.
Taking tickets at the gate, are you?
I already don't like your tone. I really don't.
I hate to hear that.
And why are you so interested in me? Like, why are you so interested in what I do with my life, who I end up with? Why, you know, you're so interested in my body, too.
Give me a second. I'm going to be incredibly honest with you. Most married men find a single guy they live vicariously through.
Oh.
That they try to get them to do things either they want to do or felt like they missed an opportunity to do.
Okay.
Joey. Congratulations, that's you, buddy. Now, there's some things I want to... Now that that's...
No, no, I got
a list of things you want him to do.
Now it's out in the open. I've got quite a few things that we...
How about this?
Yo, you know what? You're so freaking obsessed with what I decide to do with my body.
My body.
Maybe you shouldn't even want to have sex with me.
Well, that's the thing. I don't want to have the sex with you. I appreciate the opportunity, but I swing the other way. But if that's what you're into, I can... make a few phone calls, perhaps.
And folks, if you think I was just playing a random clip, I was. But that's also Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib.
Oh. Well, that'd be a no to that, too.
No, and there was this one moment yesterday. We played the Rashida Tlaib, Jamie Dimon moment from this hearing a couple days ago. But we didn't play this part, and it's all these high-end bankers are sitting here for this committee meeting. I mean, look at that dude with, like, the nine-finger forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's Bank of America. One of the members of Congress wants to talk about a promotion for one of their staff, legislative aides.
The gentleman from Indiana, Mr. Hollingsworth, is now...
Okay, so the video showed that Bank of America, Citigroup, JP Morgan, PNC, U.S. Bank Corp.,
All right.
So are they the sponsors of Congress?
Yeah, exactly.
Recognize for 5 minutes.
Well, good afternoon. I'm excited to be here with each of you. Before I get started on my questions, Mr. Moynihan, I wanted to let you know, Saruthi, raise your hand, Saruthi. She has been my team member for a couple of years now, but on Monday, she becomes a Bank of America team member, about which she is very, very excited. So I hope you'll take good care of her and know and recognize the talent that she has shown already in our office. I'm sure she'll do the same at Bank of America.
We will do that, and her father already works for us, so he'll take care of it.
You should have called us.
family affair.
I appreciate the opportunity.
And people are pointing out that as that congressman is saying that, there's this big Chiron on the bottom of the screen for C-SPAN that says, oversight of U.S. banks. By the way, I have this aide that's going to come work for y'all here soon. Anyway, time for the oversight questions.
What in the world?
How does it make you want to bum?
Well, and I think they're just tone deaf. And they don't think they're doing anything wrong. This is how D.C. works. It's a big revolving door. Her father already works for
her. We all go on vacation together.
Well, and there are obviously a lot of Marxists on that panel that I don't want their solutions to the problem with the big banks. But there's something very rotten at the core of Washington, D.C. And the beautiful thing is there are more and more people that don't have a traditional party that are starting to wake up to that. And that is a very, very healthy thing. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Did you see the Eddie, you probably know about this already. The CIA has launched their own podcast.
I've got a guest gig coming up on there.
Really?
Under a different name.
You're going to cheat on me, huh?
Well, it's under a different name, but yeah.
How many times does that go through, like, review before it's published?
Yeah, this is according to NBC News. The CIA has launched its own podcast. It is, quote, and this is, I guess, from the agency, important to try to explain ourselves as best as we can to demystify a little bit of what we do. The agency's director said in the first episode. Demystify, huh?
Are they taking calls?
Is that what the kids are calling it now? Yeah. I thought the kids were calling it roast duck or goose these days, but I guess demystify is the word. I love the responses. Sometimes the comment section wins.
Oh, most of the time.
Where nobody is buying this. I think it's going to be a miserable failure of a podcast. And, you know, there are cool stories to be had from folks who worked in the CIA, but when it's the official CIA podcast...
Yeah. But will they be able to actually say the juicy stuff, though? Because to me, it sounds like it would be a very... we can't talk about that.
Probably not the JFK stuff.
Hmm.
No, seriously, I don't think he was pulling my leg. Judge Napolitano, was back when... Well, he's still friends with Trump, but when they were really good terms, like... Trump would invite Napolitano over. Here, Melania and I can't decide if the pasta's good. The White House chef made. Come on, try the pasta, Judge. And so they were fairly close. And one thing Napolitano was pushing them to do is declassify, release to the public, the entire JFK file. And Trump said he would. And then you remember Trump released some of it, but a lot was slow walk. Some was kept redacted.
Right.
And the judge was giving him a hard time. But you're going to release all of it, Donald. And he said, Judge, if he had seen what I'd seen, you wouldn't release it either. And which just makes you go, like, I want to see what the heck. So I think there are certain secrets still. Now, the reasonable explanation, and maybe if you put yourself in the shoes of the people running the government then, whether it's the Warren Commission or whatnot, if you find out that, this was an internal agency, or this was, like, the Soviets and the Cubans, and, like, you... There were a lot of folks who were like, okay, we're going to have, I think LBJ said this, I don't want nuclear war. So we're going to put a lid on this. We're going to tell a story here. Hmm. And it doesn't add up, and that's the reason you've had that conspiracy industry around JFK for, 50, 60, 70 years now? Because there's something there that doesn't quite add up.
There's something there.
Well, now you have an opportunity to put in a request to the CIA podcast.
Right. Yeah.
I'll sign your name on that request.
We'll demystify JFK for you, and then we'll demystify you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They used to call it disappearing
this
somebody.
This will be Joey's first and last podcast.
Yeah. My goodness. I don't buy it. But the name of the podcast, folks, if you are interested, is called Langley Files.
Isn't that crazy, though? I mean, because, you know, most podcasts are, like, really long-length media. And it is crazy, in my opinion, to see the mainstream, I mean, our own government going and recognizing that that's the wants of the people. You know, these short 5-minute segments of just, you know, arguing back and forth and never really actually getting to a solution or having a real debate. No one cares about that anymore.
No.
It's interesting that even the CIA recognizes that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's... I don't think it's going to work for them. And I think that's why they're so worried about... I mean, they have a lot of...
control.
Yeah, social media has captured a lot for them. And, like, there's hardly a difference between U.S. intelligence and social media now. Or TikTok and Chinese intelligence. Or, I mean, all this information's being scooped up. But one thing they didn't expect is this massive boom in long-form conversations and podcasts. And they can try to get in on the game. They're talented people in the establishment. But I don't think they're going to have the same sway when you look at who are the biggest podcasters. The reason they're the biggest is because they tend to go against the grain and tend to be independent-minded. So
I like it. I appreciate it. Every time I see the... I mean, I don't have the time to watch all of the five-hour-long Jordan Peterson and whoever, you know, podcast. But when I see that they're that long, it makes me so happy to think that I'm myself and there's more like-minded people out there that appreciate... And understand that there's more to most issues than these 5-minute Fox News segments that we're seeing.
Well, and I tried to show my dad some of the Jordan Peterson stuff, and at a certain point he just goes, "Oh, what the hell is that?" He has a point. Like, there's one Jordan just came out with. It's like, "So I've been trying to build this ethic, should I call it an ethic or a moral? I know that word has negative connotations, but..." you know, if we can build, you know, you're embedded in the world. It's iterated play that leads to an ethic that nobody designed. And it's, I can see why some folks go, how does this guy have millions of followers?
One of the things I notice is the more passionate he gets about something, it almost breaks and it sounds like his voice is cracking. He's going to start crying.
There's one drop I need to find where he goes a little too far. He goes, "Up yours, woke moralist." Up yours, woke moralist. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It's time for the annual Kafka Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday. Visit our sale on Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, floral arrangements, and much, much more. After you shop the warehouse sale, stop by Kafka Outlet for more great savings. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind home decor items or for the upcoming holiday season. Shop two great locations for big savings. Kafka Outlet and the annual warehouse sale this Friday and Saturday, 8 till 5.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right.